Conclusion. Your Let Me era is here. Imagine that you're standing beneath a sky that's constantly shifting. Sometimes it's clear and blue, and other times filled with clouds or rumbling with storms. You have spent so much of your life trying to keep that sky clear, wishing the clouds away, hoping for endless sunshine. But the sky doesn't care what you want. It's going to do what it does with or without your input. See, the breakthrough moment in your life comes when you realize this. The sky's beauty isn't diminished by the presence of clouds or storms. In fact, it's the variety, the unpredictability that makes it truly magnificent. The storms highlight the calm. The clouds make the sun more precious. The same is true for your life. Up until now, you've been trying to control the uncontrollable, trying to force the world to conform to your expectations. But what if you could focus on your own response to whatever the world throws your way? You can't change the weather, but you can change how it impacts you. No matter what's happening around you or up in the sky, you decide how it will affect you. You decide if a comment from a loved one is destroying your self-esteem or if it just rolls right off your back. You decide if all the bad dates you've been on cause you to lower your standards or become even more discerning. You decide if someone else's success makes you quit or if it inspires you to work even harder. It's that simple. You have the power. And this realization that you hold power, it's like finally understanding the true nature of the sky. The clouds that once frustrated you are now seen as part of a larger, ever-changing masterpiece, and the storms that once frightened you are now moments of power and beauty, teaching you resilience and strength. You start to see that the sky's unpredictability is what makes it so magnificent, so endlessly fascinating. I mean, just think about that for a moment. The sky will do what it does. Clouds are going to gather, storms will come, and the sun will shine when it pleases. You can't control it, but you can control how you navigate beneath it. You can carry an umbrella, you can dance in the rain, you can chase the sun when you need to. The people in your life and situations around you, they're just like the weather. You can never control other people, what they think, how they act, whether or not they love you, or even how fast they check you out at the grocery store. So why on earth would you ever give them the level of control over you that you have been? Why would you ever entrust something as precious as your confidence, your peace of mind, your happiness, and your dreams to the whims and moods of people around you? Don't do it. And I want you to truly understand what's at stake. If you don't use let them, you're allowing yourself to be impacted by the worries, actions, insecurities, and opinions of other people. If you don't use let me, you're leaving the things that you want in life up to chance. I want you to ask yourself, and I mean really ask yourself, if all the energy and time that you have spent resisting reality, wanting the lines to move faster, wanting people to text you back, wanting your boss to recognize your worth, wanting more friends, wanting people to like you, wanting your family to support your career change, if all those thoughts and feelings and precious moments in your day were put towards something that truly mattered to you, where would you be? Who would you be? What would you have achieved? Because that is the cost of not saying, let them. Now I want you to think about the missed opportunities. The people you wish you had introduced yourself to, the career you wanted to pursue, the music, the stand-up, the book you never wrote, the photo you never posted, the trip you didn't book, the things that you were afraid to say, the person you were afraid to love. That's the cost of not saying, let me. Can you really afford to pay that price? I know I can't. You know, we all love to think of excuses for why people who have what we want are somehow different from us. Oh, they're born with money, they're more attractive, their life has always been easier, they just got lucky. Sorry to break it to you. That's a cop-out. There is absolutely no difference between you and the people you see achieving extraordinary things. They aren't special. But there's one thing for sure they've figured out. They don't let the world around them derail their dreams. They've learned to navigate the sky, to accept the weather as it comes, and to keep moving toward their goals no matter what. At some point, they got sick and tired of worrying about what everyone else thought and just forced themselves to get to work. And they're laser focused on waking up every day and proving to themselves over and over through their actions and through their thoughts that they are worthy and deserving of the vision they have for their life. And you can do that too. But you're not going to do it if every day you wake up and allow your fear of someone else's opinion or stress over relationships or concern about how someone's going to react to prevent you from making the phone call or filling out the application or working on the business plan or starting the diet or putting in the effort. When you do that, you're holding yourself back and you're robbing yourself of your potential. You're the one standing still while life is moving on around you. So stop wasting your brain space on a million tiny, stupid things that don't matter. You need to use every single second of your day for all the amazing things that I know and that you know deep down you're capable of. Stop letting the fear of what people think paralyze you. It's time to go after your dreams boldly, relentlessly, and unapologetically. Stop tiptoeing around everyone's emotions. Be fierce and protect your own peace. Stop letting other people's success devastate you and just get to work. Stop making your social life everyone else's responsibility because it's time to build the most incredible friendships you've ever had and you can. Stop trying to change people who don't want to change. Let adults be adults. And stop rescuing those who are struggling. And let other people heal how they need to heal. Stop wasting your time trying to get other people to love you. And just learn to love yourself. It is finally time to reclaim your power, and that means reclaim your life. The Let Them Theory is your key to taking back your power. You can have the life you've always wanted. You can be a millionaire. You can have the beautiful love story that you've always dreamed of, and you can build a career that challenges and fulfills you. The question is, will you let yourself do it? Because no one else can stop you. It's all on you. And the most important part of the Let Them Theory is truly understanding that you're the one who's responsible for your own happiness. You're responsible for the energy you bring and how you show up. You're responsible for waking up every day and doing the work to make progress in what matters to you. And while we're on that topic, you're responsible for defining what matters to you and for telling the truth, even when it's hard. And you're responsible for paying for your life. Nobody owes you anything, but you owe yourself everything. And if you're not where you want to be, you want to hear the great news? It's not your fault. But the better news, the second that you decide to, you can change it. You and I have wasted so many years being consumed with other people, their feelings, their thoughts, what they're doing. Allow the Let Them Theory to be your wake-up call. You are in charge. This realization is not a condemnation. It's a liberation. I mean, isn't it incredible to know that you can live your life and other people can't affect you? Isn't it liberating to know that they say and do what they want? They can make fun, doubt, be the most successful person on this planet, and you remain unbothered? Wow. How amazing is it that you get to be in control of what you think, what you say, and what you do? How unbelievable is it that you get to choose where you pour your time and energy and what you say yes to and what you say no to? Taking back your power means reclaiming responsibility for your life. It means demanding more of yourself because time is ticking and you've wasted enough of it worrying about things that don't matter. It means being laser focused on the things you can control and not giving a single second to the things you can't. I want you to think of the sky once more. No matter what it brings, no matter how it changes, you are the one who decides how to navigate beneath it. You're the one who gets to choose how to respond, how to act, how to live. The clouds, the storms, the sunshine, they all have their place, but they do not define you. You define yourself. I won't lie to you. It won't be easy. It's not like the second you start saying, let them, you get everything you ever wanted. Anyone who promises you that is lying to you. But I do know this. The second you take back your power, you can take comfort in the knowledge that it's just a matter of time. The career, the partner, the friends, the body, the goals, using the let them theory, they are all now in your control. And I am so incredibly excited to see what you do with it. And it has been such an honor to be together with you and to share everything with you and to spend this time with you. And I am so incredibly excited to personally and officially welcome you to your Let Me era. Let Me is how you create a better life. Say, let me get started. Let me take a risk. Let me write a book. Let me be honest about what I want. Let me get in the best shape of my life. Let me apply for that dream job. Let me stop giving love to people who don't love me back. Let me create a better life. A life that makes you proud. A life that makes you happy. A life where you use your precious time and energy to enjoy every single moment you have. The Let Them Theory has shown you that you've always had control. You've always been in charge. And you've always had the power. But just like me, you unknowingly were giving it away on such stupid things. Well, we're not going to be doing that anymore, right? Because it's time for you to take your power back. And now you know exactly how to do it. When you let other people live their lives, your life gets better. When you let people be who they are, your relationship gets better. And when you stop giving your time and energy to things that are beyond your control, and you stop worrying about and managing other people, you will tap into the freedom and the love and the confidence you deserve. That's how you take your power back. And I want you to know something, that whatever that big dream is that you see for yourself when you think, I'm going to create a better life. I deserve a better life. I'm going to treat myself better because I get it. It does start with me. Whatever that big vision or dream that you have when you think about your life, however crazy or unlikely or silly it may seem, I want you to know, I see it for you too. And if you don't believe in yourself, let me believe in you. And if you don't know that you can do it, let me know it for you. Because if I can do it, I know you can do it too. And if you don't know where to start, let me remind you. By spending all this time with me, you've already taken the first step. And in case no one else tells you, I wanted to be sure to tell you, I love you. Ooh, and I believe in you. And I believe in your ability to unlock all the love and magic and joy that your one wild and precious life has to offer. And all it takes is two simple words. Let me. Now, before we go, I still have more to give you. I've got two amazing resources that I'm about to share with you. There are some very special thank yous that I want to acknowledge. And you better listen all the way to the end, because just like on the Mel Robbins podcast, we got bloopers.